right, friends. Welcome. It's Labor Day. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Yes, we're live. Yes, we're here. Just so you want
to add to that. About to say we're live today.
Yeah. And, so you guys, you know where to get a hold of us on here. Team Health Masters. The sale. You guys asked about that. There's a checkout right there. I was playing with it last night, putting kits together, making sure the coupon code worked for you guys.
I'm having my protein shake with my purple sticks. I'm not awake yet.
I have no purple stick. I have collagen.
Would you like a purple stick?
I don't need a purple stick right now. I had one.
Did you take attention factor?
I did.
Oh, God.
It's Labor Day. You guys needed a show today. No, so the Labor 5. Been messing with that yesterday. Got it up and running for you. Labor, Labor 5. Actually, you know what? I'll just show you guys how to do it right now. Let me take my kits out of my cart real quick here. I was playing with it last night. So you go in here, check out. Should work perfect. We'll go in. Labor 5. Boom. Apply. Hey, it worked. Yay.
That was a big test.
Yeah. Labor 5 on sale, 5% off all regular price products on the website. Make sure you use that coupon code because it's good only for today, Labor Day, for the next 24 hours.
Now, college is off sale now, right?
Collagen is on sale for product
okay,
of the week.
Okay, does the 5% apply to that?
Absolutely not. Okay. I've cooked the collagen down on the price, and I did that for you guys, let you guys try it. It's 35% off. If you guys order enough of them, you get free shipping.
I got to ask you a question. You know, I don't understand any of this stuff anymore because I'm not in the day-to-day activities of the office. I mean, we operated at 20% margin before taxes. How did we do that?
I may have messed the numbers up a little bit on it.
I saw that the other day.
Here's the thing. I've enjoyed this product so much as far as mainly my joint health. I wanted to make sure everybody had the opportunity to buy it. And I wanted to try to price everybody out of the market. You can't buy this product
for this price
anywhere. Not for grass-fed bovine collagen peptides.
That's
anywhere.
True.
Even Amazon and their infinite insanity with them price cutting and basically murdering the markets, they can't even beat me on this.
Okay, that's why you did it.
That's why I did it.
So you wanted to cultivate the market.
Wanted to cultivate the market.
That's what it's called.
And I did it so much that the 20 ounces went out of sale this weekend. I sold out. So I only got the 10 ounces left.
I think I got a couple more coming in towards the end of the
week. I got more inventory coming in, but the 10 ounces. So if you click the 10 ounces on here, the 20 ounces, they're sold out right now. That you guys wanted them, you got them. I have a lot more 10-ouncers because most of the people that I know wanted the 10s, so you can throw them in your bag, gym bag, throw them in your protein shake like I do right here. It's a lot easier of a can. The big cans are better for your countertop.
Oh, yeah.
But the 10-ouncers are still the exact same product. Really good. Huge discount. Still $26 a can for grass-fed bovine collagen.
That's ridiculous, yeah. By the way. That should be a $49 package on Amazon.
Yeah, well, it's going to go back up to regular price. Okay. After this. I'm tired of getting fussed at by you on it.
I don't like operating at losses here.
I don't run losses normally, but again, anyways, besides that, I want to take care of you guys on it, make sure everybody had the opportunity to it, because if more and more stuff keeps coming out on it. This is an article that just popped up the other day on Davis Health. It says, do collagen omega-3 and whey supplements help your bones?
That'd be yes.
And the answer was yes. Mm-hmm. It talks about, in the same detail that I talked about with collagen and whey protein post-workout, how good it increases as far as protein synthesis and recovery, along with that with soft tissue. And it goes into detail on how the research shows that not only does collagen have effects on your skin, it also has effects on your joint. And when taking them with omega-3 fats and also protein, it actually helps strengthen your bones.
Go back up here. We're talking about coffee. What does that say?
Lord,
I thought it was interesting.
The side effects of taking coffee? Well, I'm going to post it on the website so everybody can read it.
Does caffeine impede the body's ability to make collagen? If it's a lot of caffeine, like 5 or 6 cups of coffee, it does. That's why you got to stay with the purple
cortisol.
Yep. We have done a mouse study, showed that both muscle size and tendon adaptation seem to be slightly impaired by high caffeine. I believe that because I know when I trained really heavy in college and I drank too much coffee, I didn't grow very much.
No, you don't. It's actually counterproductive because what happens is the cost-benefit analysis, after you start taking and after it's like X amount of caffeine, the cortisol goes to the roof. And remember, cortisol essentially burns muscle tissue.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you go catabolic.
But the green tea doesn't do that. Yeah, there's a huge market for collagen supplements. Are they good for the bones? There's an increase in circulating marker known as the pro-collagen and terminal peptide of collagen synthesis. So we know that hydrolyzed collagen supplements can be good, especially true for older individuals. One of the places where we have good evidence is osteoarthritis.
Yep.
Individuals who take supplements with collagen show a decrease in osteoarthritic symptoms, such as knee pain, restricted movement. You know what's funny? Because my knees are doing really well.
probably this.
I don't know what it is, but you know,
I don't have any rotator cuff issues. My shoulder.
No, I mean, my biceps. Well, I'll get in the hot tub at night. I can literally get my knee completely pulled back into my buttock area.
Good.
You know, full.
That's
full
good
range
flexibility.
That's good range of motion. And I before I do that, kind of hurt a little bit when I do that, but it doesn't hurt at all anymore.
Yeah.
And my fingernails are ridiculous. They're like talons.
I got to cut mine again. I kind of want a Friday.
Somebody asked me the other day if I had a facelift, and the answer is no. And
yes, a facelift.
Yeah, you guys asked me the funniest questions. One buddy, is your hair real?
Yeah,
well, there it is again. It's real. I went on a date here last year. It was funny. The girl goes, "Oh, I like your shirt. Yanking on it."
No, it's just not toupee.
No, she said.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, I started laughing at her, and I said,
"You can tell it's not toupee."
I said, "What would you have done if it had come off in your hand?" I'm in the middle of a restaurant. How embarrassing would this have been?
Can you put it back on?
I remember my old buddy Rob Rosenberg, my old high college roommate. He was so funny. He wore that red toupee with the curls, right?
Yeah.
And I told him one day we're in the gym. He didn't know I knew it was a toupee. I said, "Yeah, your hair's on crooked." He goes, "What are you talking about, Ted?" I said, "Your hair, man. Dude, your toupee is like sideways. Fix your toupee. He goes, "How's it look now?" I said, "Looks good."
Perfect. There you go.
"How do you know it's a toupee?" So funny. I love that guy. He's a great guy.
That's funny. But yeah, but back to this. And you know, a lot of people ask me why. And because I don't like the heavy, heavy, high caffeine pre-workouts. And that's the funny part that I've told people before is you start getting these pre-workouts, something like 450 milligrams of caffeine.
Too much.
Serving.
It's like 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
When we did lab experiments, you see a direct effect of caffeine on decreasing both muscle
and connective
tissue protein synthesis. That's the cortisol.
And see, again, you drink a lot of coffee all the time.
Yep.
You drink a lot of alcohol all the time. You smoke a lot of cigarettes all the time.
Cortisol never comes down.
You age unbelievably fast.
Yep.
I had this one person ask me the other day. I said, she goes, "Why do you look so young?" And I said, "I don't smoke or drink."
Yeah.
"And I don't drink coffee." And she's like, "Oh, well, what's the fun of that?" I'm like, "Duh, well, we're not talking again. We're good." And then, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, it's just part of life. I mean, you can choose to be sick and look really bad, or you can choose to really feel good.
This one's here. So our study showed that you can make more connective tissue in our muscles by taking whey protein and collagen blends. Exactly what I told you guys. The whey protein has all the amino acids and a ton of leucine, and the collagen has a ton of glycine. Now you have a protein that will support building both connective tissue and muscle. The study was the first time we demonstrated this.
Make sure I stay on this camera. Okay? I'm now putting a scoop of collagen.
Are you going to ting it with a knife?
God, how am I going to serve right now? Oh, I got my shaker. No, my shaker's already washed. You got a spoon over there?
I don't have a spoon.
I'm getting a spoon.
I'm getting something to serve this way. He's going to get a spoon, folks. And the rest of it says muscle, skeletal health, and inflammation are connected. If you have more inflammation, you will get more tendon and musculoskeletal injuries. Fish oil omega-3 fats has an effect by decreasing inflammation and improving collagen turnover. Our studies have shown that without inflammation, fish oil and omega-3 do not seem to directly affect your tendons and ligaments. So what it's saying is when you start having inflammation, the fish oil massively decreases that issue. And so those three are kind of that trifecta you can throw together in here to really help out with the joints, the bones, the connective tissue, all around. So that's one of the reasons why I've talked about it. I've been so excited about this product.
I'm
so
not
much.
Putting fish oil in here.
Oh,
but,
no,
I do take our, but I do take our fish
oil. Soft gel, yeah.
I do take my capsules.
You really You know, I've had
There's a certain line I'm going to draw. I'm not putting fish oil in this.
Everybody, I have had multiple people ask me if you really took that many sublingual B12 deals.
I got the same question.
Yeah, they're like, he didn't take that many. I'm like, no, he definitely took that many. And somebody else asked, they said, would it have been better if you'd have taken each one individually and let it dissolve under your tongue?
The answer had been yes to that.
It would have been yes to that, but quite frankly, when you're taking 10 regardless, you're
going to... I think I did take 10, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you're... You don't need that much, guys, okay? I'm clarifying that.
Hey, I said don't do what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I told you that.
I'm sure
you... I just want to let you know there's no toxicity associated with
your B12
it.
Blood level, if you get blood draws an hour
But I was
that.
Slurring my words the next day.
At least you didn't sleep. So it's not recommended. You need like one of those a day, maybe two, spread out. And yes, they dissolve under the tongue. You get better absorption of them.
Oh, that's great.
There you go. Anyways... That sidestep. This is kind of arcing. You know, today I'm trying to have a fun day. It's Labor Day. Kids are running around. There's a
so there's certain things we can't talk about, like breathing free air.
I wasn't going to go there. I know. There's an article that's popped up now, and I guess Newsom.
Oh, he's mad.
He's unbelievably mad now because
Trump, he has great hair, though. I'm sure he's using our collagen peptides.
He's got to use collagen. He's got to. he's got great hair. It doesn't look like a toupee.
It does look great.
But other than that,
it might be a toupee. But it looks great.
He's good. Yeah. But he's a nightmare compared to his hair.
Yeah.
So they're pushing this huge, huge – they were pushing these grants to these offshore wind farms.
In salt water.
In salt water, 20 miles off the coast.
No corrosion here. Salt is like awful for
everything. And then on top of that
– 20 miles off the coast? How deep was that?
They're floating. So they move on a regular basis.
Oh.
But here's the problem.
So they adjust themselves to the wind.
They adjust themselves to the wind.
Like an oil platform.
Here's the problem.
It's got to be expensive.
Oh, no. This is insane. And then on top of this, they go into detail and they talk about how unbelievably polluted these things are.
The oil.
As far as what they do to the water, what they do to the sea life, what they do to the birds, what they do to the migrating whales. And also, you can't go near them. Because they're just contrast. You can't fish near them either. And then they've got these anchor lines that go down a half a mile to anchor into the ground. And they got these transmission lines that hang off them. So they're completely and totally off limits. They make everything around them.
These things spew oil like crazy.
Dude, they spew a ton of oil for the lubrication in them.
Yeah.
Because they're spinning all day. And then what they don't bother to talk about is the ongoing long-term maintenance of having to go offshore and maintain these.
There is no net anything on
this. No, and they're pushing this agenda on them now. They're saying, we have to do this right now. Global warming's real. We have to do this right now. If we don't do it right now, we're not going to have any power. And
so stupid.
They're saying that just the transmission lines are going to be around like $5 to $10 billion for each setup on the solar farm.
Oh, speaking of that $5 to $10 billion, Trump wants to give like everybody in Gaza $5,000 to move.
That's it?
Yeah, and that's about, I think it's like $10 billion. I think that's what it was. So, I mean, that's not a bad idea, but you kind of throw them out of their houses, give them $5,000. What are they going to do with that? They can't buy another house.
Yeah, it's not really.
But it's better than killing them.
How'd we go from solar farms to Gaza and payouts?
Oh, Turkey now has said that Israel can't deliver any more things into their ports because they're committing genocide.
Turkey's had enough of the weapon trafficking out of Ukraine, too. I think they're about to, dude, how many weapon systems can you push? But so back to this in closing, a lot of the communities are trying to push against this. The problem is this is a multi-hundred billion dollar contract as far as nationwide what they're trying to do with these. And they're saying now private investment and public totally more than $260 billion will be needed to improve the supply chains for the parts and materials and rotors and turbines to achieve the clean energy goal. There's nothing sustainable about this long term. We've seen them
salt water. That says it all.
Maintaining these out, you think they're hard enough to maintain out in Midwest on the ground? These things are floating, anchored to the ground half a mile down. And this whole thing's insane. It says once the whole system's done, it should power around 1 million homes. Well, I don't know if they've bothered to look at the demographics in California. There's a whole heck of a lot more than 1 million homes in California. So what's going to meet the gap between these? Oh, they're going to figure that out by 2035 when they get everything up and running.
You know what's so funny is that, you know, people are saying that, you know, Alligator Alcatraz had a big riot now.
They had a riot.
They had a riot.
But they didn't get far.
Well, no, somebody's family got sick and they said, hey, look, we want to be able to contact our family. And they said, you can't. And so they started arguing and yelling, and now they had a tear gas, and they started beating everyone. And finally somebody screams out, we're not criminals, we're just immigrants.
That's a bad look.
Think about what they said. No, think about what they said. We're not criminals, we're just immigrants. Okay, and I got it here legally, but guess what? They were invited here.
And you got to remember.
Joe Biden, you know, through the Darien Gap, threw open the borders. I mean, they brought in tens of millions of immigrants because they were invited here. And now because they're invited here and they came in and they moved their entire lives and family into the United States, now they're in Alligator Alcatraz being beaten. This is a bad look.
It's a bad look. And the thing is, I don't agree with everything Joe Rogan said, but he did a really big podcast on that. And he goes, this is not what we asked for. And this is not what we were told we were doing. He goes, we said that we want these MS-13 gangs, these guys that are trafficking drugs, people, weapons out of the country ASAP. He goes, we didn't ask for them to be raiding Home Depot for everybody when they're picking up their 5 gallon paint jugs for their next job site. He goes, this is completely and totally ridiculous. And he's right. And I've talked to a lot of people around here locally in Florida because, I mean, there's videos that pop up. Yeah, these ICE agents show up in full kit. These guys are on the roof. They're doing roofing. I've been on the roof many times in Florida. I used to work for ICF Builders. It's hot. It's a miserable job. Most of these guys that are working, you got to think about this. Most of the guys that are working 8 to 10, 12 hours on the roof, they're probably not trafficking drugs and weapons for the cartel, or else they probably wouldn't be on the roof making $15 an hour doing shingles.
Just saying.
Just saying. You know, so it's like, what's going on with this? They're picking the lowest hanging fruit, then they're shoving them down there. Alligator Alcatraz was supposed to be for MS-13 gang members, and these gang members out of Venezuela.
Well, no, these guys are so upset they can't contact their families. So we didn't say we're not criminals. We haven't done anything.
We got to think about it. Last time they talked to them was, hey, I'm leaving in the morning. I got on a job site in Orlando. Suddenly, they don't show up.
You know, one of the fun, I used to do roofing. I used to do shingles. And, you know, and I mean, that's a hard job.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, when I used to do it, we didn't have the elevator that used to take that takes the shingles up the conveyor belt. We had to carry
them
up the ladder.
The elevator.
I remember they were like 90 pounds a bundle.
Yeah.
And I'm like 13 years old, and I'm carrying these. That's pretty good for a 13-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm running up this ladder with these shingles, and I'm going myself, this is really hard work.
Yeah.
You know? So I would have loved to have taken a break and gone to Home Depot.
Yeah.
So now you go to Home Depot, and as you're in the parking lot getting more stuff, taking a break, because now you're in the AC for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Now you get tased in the parking lot and dragged off.
Oh, I remember when I worked for ICF.
I'd rather be on the roof.
I loved it when I was working for ICF Builders. They're like, hey, you got to go make a material run.
Oh, material run?
Oh, yeah. Hop in the truck AC, going to Home Depot. Well, you need to take your sweet time, get material.
By the way, this is an interesting article. Is why more and more people are turning out the news. Now I don't have news anxiety.
That's probably true.
That's why we do the show the way we do it. Have you noticed the big format change that we had here a little while ago, a couple years ago? We started making it kind of fun. Because, you know, we don't want to stress you guys out. I may not be able to sleep because I take 10
B12. B12.
But by the way, we don't do stunts like that. If it's not real, I'm not going to do it. I just want you to know that.
No, it wasn't.
I really did just take a tablespoon of collagen. Emotional toll of constant negative news. News has never been more accessible. For some, that's exactly the problem. Flooded with information and relentless updates, more and more people in the world are turning out because of the anxiety that it is causing.
Yep.
They simply don't want to hear it. With the rise of smartphones and social media, opportunities for contact with distressing content has exploded. There's just ample opportunity to be exposed to news all of the time. Because I don't see any physiological or physical benefit for consumption of these kinds of images, she said. Well, she's not. She's right. She goes, and you know, and when you start looking at it, you start thinking, well, it says the more you disengage, disconnect from news, the harder it becomes to try to make sense of what's happening in any given story because you really don't know what's going on. And I know so many people, they don't really have any idea what's happening anywhere in the world, and they're living with their head stuck down in a hole. And that's not okay either, Austin.
No.
And, you know, but I thought this was interesting. And, you know, the problem is it's the websites. You go in and you look at these websites and it's negative, negative, negative. We're going to have, a massive earthquake. Okay. Well, we've always had massive earthquakes on the planet. You can't do anything about that. We're going to have a tidal wave.
Was it Planet X Nibiru supposed to run into us 10 years ago and it was going to wipe out the entire Earth?
I have a friend of mine and I love the guy. He's a great guy. And Austin and I met him like 20 years ago. Oh, you got to move to Missouri. You know, Florida's going to be gone within 5 years. You can't go to Miami. It's going to be wiped out this week. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Maybe he called me and said that one time.
You were going to Miami.
I was heading down to Miami. It was like 2012, the year of the Mayan calendar. He goes, you're seeing an asteroid's going to land out in the Atlantic.
And he was serious.
He goes, you can't go to Miami. It's going to be wiped out. I'm like, well, dude, I hate to tell you, Florida's water table's, I don't know, like 3 feet. You know, we're like 3 feet above sea level. If we have a 500-foot tidal wave hit Florida, doesn't matter if I'm in Miami or Central Florida, we won't be here anymore. I said, I'm going to go down to Miami. At least I'll get a front row seat to it if that's going to happen.
That's what you told him.
Nothing happened.
But it's so funny. It says, now we no longer have the dread. And, you know, and you look at these websites, and that's why I don't promote certain websites. It's all about, you know, the end of the world, asteroids, earthquakes, volcanoes. No. One time I was on I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to get anybody. I don't want to do that. But I had a friend of mine who was a friend of a guy who's a news aggregator. I called him up and I said, dude, can you tell him to take this down? What does he have up now? I said, he said that we're going to have 5 days of that. NASA says that next week we're going to have 5 days of darkness and that the moon and the sun are going to go away. I said, the guy's in Loon Land. I said, will you please ask him to take it down? I said, all this does is decreases credibility for anybody who's trying to do alternative news.
That's exactly what it does.
And he goes, well, I can't tell him what to do. I said, just please tell him to take it down. There's absolutely no proof of any of this stuff. It's nonsense. And sure enough, he took it down.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about that for 5 days of darkness. Oh, man. And it's like that. There's that one guy, that one rabbi who runs around, supposed to be a Christian preacher, who's also a Kabbalist, by the way. He's got that full beard. He's always running around saying horrible things. He got himself famous with Y2K. And now he's saying that, you know, Trump's the prophetic leader of the world. This is the same guy who had a big thing in the Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago about the coming of the Messiah and never mentioned Jesus one time. and he's a Kabbalist. Gets in front of the doggone churches, does that Vulcan hand sign. I'm not going to do it on the air because that's a satanic symbol, and basically prays over the people in the church. Basically, who knows what he's saying? And don't be listening to people like that. I mean, Y2K famous? Are you kidding me? He was so wrong about that. He's wrong about everything he talks about. So just be careful. So don't believe the dread. Don't believe all that. We have the Most High God. He's got our back. Period. You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we will be glad, and we will joke on our podcast. We'll kid around on this podcast. I mean, we'll do all kinds of stuff just to try to make it fun because it's got to be palatable. Nobody wants to hear bad news. You got to entertain you guys. I'm sorry, but you like the entertainment portion. I get all these emails. Oh, we like it when you guys are kidding around. Oh, what we got here?
Pot.
Oh, we do
dope.
We're going to do drugs now.
Blood.
Here we go. Here we go. All right, what's the drug story?
Well, I'm covering this as a basis. So if you guys know me.
Oh, here you go.
Well, so this is.
Oh, I know people who use this, and they're depressed.
Here's what I'm getting at with it is the. Okay, so THC can have benefits with CBD as well as far as
with PTSD.
Out. With PTSD, people having mental disorders. I've never knocked cannabis for basically specific disorders that people need. I would much rather have somebody use pot than I would Xanax. All day long, 100%, much, much safer.
I have to agree with that.
However, here's the problem that's starting to happen now, and I've heard this from numerous people, including individuals who've been involved with cannabis clinics now in Florida, is that the cannabis THC amount is becoming so high compared to what it used to be that it's starting to cause psychotic disorders and paranoia in certain individuals. Now, that's always been a side effect sometimes of high dose of cannabis. But here's the problem. They said back 20, 30 years ago, a lot of the average cannabis was like 2 to 4% THC. They said the average stuff now at the dispensaries is like 20 to 25% THC.
It's kind of sound like, OxyContin again.
The resin, the goo, all the stuff they add on top of it. Some of this stuff's 90% pure THC. And like in an oil form. And they said it's causing a lot of psychiatric and psychotic disorders now, especially when people are using it on a regular basis. So the reason why I bring this up, if you need something for specific usage, I would highly recommend you don't smoke it. Use an oil or use some type of gummy that's not going to basically be chewing up your lungs. Because smoking's never good for your lung tissue. Ever. I don't care what it is. It's in there smoking.
Yeah, you know, popcorn lungs.
So if you need it for a specific reason, take it. But look at it from a... from a health standpoint, as basically you're using it as a supplement, if that's what you want to do, use this stuff recreationally in high doses on a daily basis. It is going to have long-term side effects, especially when you start using this dispensary stuff now that they're making almost in these labs. Because remember, all the stuff's getting genetically modified, by the way, if you haven't understood that. All the cannabis now in most of the labs, it's all GMO.
You know, this is the same thing they did with Kratom.
Yeah.
And they got that stuff more and more and more pure. And finally, the drug guy said, no, we're making this Schedule 1
Well,
now.
Then they put the dog on drinks. But it's still, they should have never scheduled one it overnight. That was out of control.
No, they should have done it. But the point is that when they genetically modify it, they make it more and more and more pure.
It's becoming more addictive. It's becoming much stronger. So be very cautious of this.
I'm going to say this, and I don't mean this in a bad way because I know this isn't. I'm not going to make it an absolute because it's simply not an absolute. But I will say that it happens most of the time. And I've seen it. I've seen people in high school, okay, and they basically started smoking pot. One of his name was Johnny, and he had the Johnny Jeep. That's what they call it. He had a Jeep.
Wrangler?
Oh, they'd go hotbox a Jeep with pot every morning before class, okay? And they, you know, he had about six people in that Johnny Jeep with him, and they were all stoned out of their mind all day.
Well, there's nothing productive about smoking before school. First off, you shouldn't even use it on 21.
Wait, here's the deal. Every single one of those people, you know, they all tried to go to college. And then one of the guys, we had our last reunion. He didn't come to the reunion. And my high school president, he said to me, he said, well, I talked to him. He was one who had the Johnny Jeep, by the way. He said that basically he had done nothing with his life and he'd ruined his entire life with the drugs.
Well, the problem is they've shown high dose of cannabis on a regular basis, especially throughout the day. It massively kills inhibition to do stuff.
You have no ambition. You want to do is sleep. I know one guy who had this daughter. She's a great girl, unbelievably smart, and she starts smoking pot every day. Starts doing pot, starts doing Adderall, starts doing, you know, gotta smoke the pot, gotta do the Adderall, gotta get up for the Adderall. And now all of a sudden she's back and forth with the drugs all the time. And she could have gone to college, she could have gone to law school, she could have done something with her life more established, and she's not. She has just completely turned into a bum. And the sad part about it is that I see that with the THC, with the pot, on more of a regular basis than I don't see it.
Yeah.
I know people that are in their 30s that get stoned every single day. And I know people that from college and from high school who did that, and their lives never accomplished anything.
Well, I've encountered more guys, especially guys that deployed. I've encountered more guys that use a lot of the gummies as far as that are still, you know, combat effective, that have used it for a lot of PTSD, and I've seen decent results from it. However, they use it on a very specific medicated basis. They don't just use it recreationally to stay stoned all the time.
No.
So that's what I'm getting at with it. I see both sides of it. I understand both sides of it, and I recommend if you do need it for a supplement medication, you use it very sparingly as that. Do not use it.
Do what you need to use.
Exactly.
Not more than
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's where you need to be. So I want to cover that and be cautious of the doses now and the stuff.
Oh, I want to read just one more thing. You know, this is a people can stay informed without doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling? Is that the new thing?
That's what it's called now. She said, applying learnings from her research in her own life, she reads news online but skips videos, television, and social media, and no more doom scrolling. You know, it's true. That's a good term.
It's true. Well, yeah, you're trying to find more constant negative news.
Oh, my gosh.
You're scrolling
My mom was bad about that. You know, she went through World War II Germany, and, you know, and she'd say to you, negative news, nay. Bad news. Bad news, nay. And I'm like, Mom, why do you always look for the bad news? It doesn't have to be bad all the time. Sometimes it's going to be good. Oh, by the way, here's some good news. RFK has canceled $122 million in LGBT and diversity grants.
Grants for what?
Well, LGBT and diversity. You know, DEI.
What?
Yeah. Department of Human Health and Services has eliminated nearly $122 million of federal funding tied to LGBT initiatives.
We're going to teach you how to be a butch dyke lesbian on the show.
Are you kidding me? These girls are, they don't have to, I don't know who teaches them how to act like that, but it's awful.
It's got to be learned.
You know, no. This, I'm gonna tell a story. I've never told you the story. I shouldn't do this. This is awful. We go to Whole Foods in Tampa one day. Me and Sharon. This is years ago, and you know, Sharon liked to piddle, right? She loved to piddle. And I remember we're in a pickup truck, so we pull into a spot, and there's a spot empty beside her. She opens the door, and she's getting her bag together and all that. And there's a butch dyke lesbian waiting for that spot where the door's open.
Yeah.
And you know, Sharon probably had the door open for 20 seconds. Yeah. It wasn't any big deal. Well, she closes the door. Because she sees a car behind her. She finished piddling.
Yeah.
And this butch dyke jumps out, you know, all tatted up, haircut sideways, nose ring. And I looked at her. And
what?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Oh, and she starts cussing at Sharon.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she just unloads.
Lucky mom didn't shoot her.
Yeah,
mom was kicked her upside the head.
Yeah, and Sharon didn't know what to do. I mean she's rawr, you know, and she had her lesbian buddy with her, showing off. Well, then I don't do this very often. I don't like doing this, but I said something to her. I said this behavioral pattern. I didn't say this, but I'm buffering this for our G rating today. Your behavioral pattern is very, very, you know,
egregious
to me. And let me explain it to you this way so you'll understand. And then she calmed right down.
Please refrain from
No, it was so nice how she just calmed right down. Yeah, and so he's taking this money away, teaching people how to be butch dyke lesbians. I mean, does anybody really want to be buddy-buddy with Rosie O'Donnell?
Well, no.
Oh, no. And if we don't want her, let's be buddy-buddy with Hillary. All Hillary needs is a big old ring nose.
Why are we taking taxpayer dollars to teach people how to act a certain way? Diversity, equity, inclusion.
He's dumped 120. But you know what's so funny? I mean, Hillary Clinton is another butch dyke lesbian. And the crazy part about this with this woman, including the fact that she's a witch, is that, you know, she's so stinking mean all the time. And, she loses the election to Trump. She's flipping over tables, throwing stuff in the back, won't even address her followers, completely drunk. Yeah, that'd have been a good world leader. You know, let's go ahead and put her.
Complete inability to maintain control of herself.
You know, Larry Nichols says she used to go to her witch's coven every 6 weeks in California because she was the head lead witch. That's great, isn't it?
Sounds about right.
Remember that time Sharon and I went to that tea room over there? Okay, I don't go to tea rooms by myself.
It's too gay.
No, it's too gay. I had your mom with it. No, she liked the tea room. Okay?
How often do you go to tea rooms?
I don't.
It's something I'm learning to do every day here.
Unless I have a date. And Sharon and I were at this tea room, and these witches show up.
I'm trying to
picture. I mean black makeup on the whole bit.
Oh, yes, I'll have another strumpet with my tea, please. Cover more tea.
She loved teapots, man. So it was always about the tea room. But these people, they don't need diversity grants to figure out how to do this. They figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
But no, Hillary Clinton, what does it say in Proverbs? You know, a woman who shows no discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout.
Useless.
Oh, I just said that, didn't I? I quoted scripture. The reality is, it's kind of like this. You get one of these Butch Dyke lesbians, they got a big old nose ring. That's about right. Just thought I'd mention that. What's your next story?
This ties into HHS now. Multiple top CDC officials are now resigning after the director's been ousted. Remember, I told you this doggone director that got kicked out, she refused to quit, how she was involved with this other agency before CDC.
Involved
with DARPA. Well, now apparently multiple people are following her now. Several top officials from the CDC are following Susan Moranis.
Good riddance. Good riddance.
Listen to what this guy said. Listen to what this guy said. I'm unable to serve in an environment that treats the CDC as a tool to generate policies and material that do not reflect scientific reality and are designed to
hurt. They've been doing that for 50 years.
That's what I was just about to say. What did they do during COVID? Designed to hurt rather than improve the public health. I am no longer. Basically, he's resigning. I can't even read some of the comments these guys are making here. So essentially what they're mad about is they're not getting their complete open wallet, just carte blanche, do whatever we want, approve whatever we want, force whatever we want, mandate anything we want because we deem it so. We can't do that, so we don't want to play anymore. We're taking our marbles and going home. This isn't fun.
No, this is no. No, what happens?
This is your vegan friend.
Oh God, that hair! Bleh. You know, looks parasite infested. I guarantee you. I will bet you $1,000 she's got cats,
bro.
Bet you she's got
what
cats.
What if she has dogs? What if she has dogs?
Well, I'm okay with dogs. I'm okay with cats too, outside.
She doesn't look like she has dogs though.
No, she's cat girl.
She's vegan. Everybody's getting mad today on the show. Okay, switching gears to a better topic. Are you going to push it off on her again?
No, we're done with her. The podcast Gold Rush. Media companies controlled by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard are rushing to race to license star creators.
There you go.
Like the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Guess what? They have not contacted us. You know why? Because of what we already covered on today's show. If you're not a DEI flunky, they're not going to bring you on.
I have said this hundreds of times.
CIA, baby.
I will reiterate it. I know a lot of people in alt media, and I know a lot of people on podcasts, and I know how the platforms work, and I know how algorithms work. When you have these random people that come on and start talking about these crazy topics, and suddenly they got 1.5 million subscribers, 2.2 million subscribers on
YouTube. In 1 week.
In 1 week, or even in a couple months.
Algorithms.
They're blown up. Everything directs to them. Everything that goes on every platform. Fox News starts interviewing them. I'll tell you this right now. If anybody gets any significant mainstream media coverage like CNN, CNBC, NBC, Fox, and they start getting on all those platforms, 99% of the time, they're completely and totally compromised and getting funded by blackout money.
No, I will tell you this happened to me personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I remember I was on Kathy Fountain's show.
Yep.
And basically it was a great show, and we had a 37% market share. This happened to me about 25, 30 years ago. Kathy Fountain was a great lady. And I remember they brought me on. We had a 37% market share of the 13 Tampa Bay counties. The only time they had ever beaten my show broadcast is when they went to the nudist colony. That's what they told me. Okay, and that's how big numbers we had. And so they bring me back on again like 6 months later to cover the top 10 foods never to eat again. Yep. Because they had such a huge audience response. And they were told, you could bring you back on, but he can't mention aspartame.
Yep.
He can't mention diet sodas. And she told me that. She was so upset. She goes, we're being censored. And I'm like,
because an enormous amount of their sponsorship was Coca-Cola and PepsiCo.
That's exactly what happened. Yep. It happened to me. So don't tell me they don't tell you what you can and can't talk about. I've had it happen multiple times on talk radio.
Well, I've talked to Doug about it too. He's had multiple issues as far as people contact him, as far as trying to sponsor stuff. Oh, we're gonna sponsor this. We're gonna do an ad with this. Oh, here's a chunk of money we're gonna start giving you. But by the way, you can't talk about that one country that nobody's allowed to talk about.
The free air country.
Yeah, you can't talk about that one. And you can't talk about hydrogenated oil. You can't talk about aspartame. You cannot under any circumstances even mention the word vaccines.
And there's two people you can never put back on. Now, I'm not sure if this happened or not, but I would assume this did with Doug. Can't put on Ted and Austin Brower again. Those two are just Those
too
two,
much.
Those guys are too. They're too far out there. They're telling the truth. What's wrong with them? Oh, God. My chocolate protein and my purple stick has kicked in, by the way. So hope you guys
switching gears. This is a pretty cool article that showed up. It says expert tips on how to nourish radiant skin with 6 key nutrients. Mm. This is something you can take some tips from him. Everybody, skin looks so good at your age. Then you start doing whatever you're doing.
You know, it's the collagen. It's the vitamin C. And, you know, it's basically taking care of yourself and trying to sleep at night.
Sleep's a big one. Well, here are a couple things here. It says skincare tips, reduce high sugar and high fat diets. This is crucial because people don't realize.
The only thing I disagree with this is butter. I like butter because it says high fat. I always use a lot of butter.
Right. Well, a lot of it, if you look at it, though, it starts talking about
oils.
Oils, exactly. It's talking about avocados and nuts and stuff like that are great. But one thing it says right here, it says studies have shown that sugar reacts with protein in the body to produce glycation and products which reduce skin elasticity and skin appear inflamed, dry, and wrinkled.
That's true.
That's a fact. Sugar is extremely inflammatory. I can't tell you how many times that, you know, I've gone and eaten a bunch of ice cream I shouldn't be doing. And the next day I wake up, I just don't feel that good. Joints are stiff. I feel like I ate too much sugar, and I rarely do it. And every time I do it, I regret doing it. But that's because sugar is so inflammatory. Another one here is it says eat more fruits, vegetables, and stay hydrated. That's very important. Basically, making sure you're eating proper fiber.
You have a watch out for fructose.
That's really important.
I mean, don't be eating 12 bananas a day.
No, what they're talking about is, you know, like fresh kiwi, fresh blueberries, and like a shake or something. Yeah, antioxidant and stay. You have to drink adequate. You see on the show every day. This tumbler is full on the show every single day when I come in here. There's no water in it. Sometimes I have to get more water by the end of the show. Grant, I'm talking for an hour straight with no commercials. That's for you guys, by the way. But I drink a copious amount of water. You've got to, especially down here in Florida.
Give me this middle camera, Rich. You know, here's the thing. You know, don't you enjoy the fact that we have no commercials?
Yes.
I mean, don't you? I mean, you get 3 hours worth of content, 1 hour with us. And I'm gonna just thank you for a minute. If it wasn't for you guys supporting us and buying your stuff from Health Masters, we couldn't do this. We'd have to have commercials. I don't want to do that. I can't stand when I watch a YouTube video and every 3 minutes there's 3 minutes worth of commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to hit fast forward, and you're like, this is awful. It's so disruptive. And people say, well, you're the only show we listen to because you're the only show that doesn't have commercials. Well, we could make a lot more money if we did commercials. We could. We have sponsors, contacts all
every
time.
Every 15 minutes.
And by the way, that Rumble crap, they don't pay us for those commercials. I don't even know what they throw on there. It's awful. And I don't like it either.
No, we've been trying to get it off on there. The problem is we have a premium account, so it actually gets out there, and they don't reduce the platform on it. So they want you to have like a couple commercials on it. But I have nothing to do with that. I mean, that's on Rumble only.
We are not supporting or endorsing anybody that advertises on us.
You can watch it right here on the show without any commercials. This is here.
How'd you go to do and get it?
Ted Brewer Show. Yeah, Ted Austin Brewer Show.
Avoid Rumble altogether.
Don't avoid Rumble. I appreciate the support on it. Thank you guys. Spotify, Rumble, Gab, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. We're trying to expand.
If you don't like the commercials, avoid those.
You can watch it right here on the show. I mean, look at this. You know, I mean, there's me and you on the show. I mean,
you know, we gotta review that picture. Everybody's always saying that's good cop, bad cop.
Is it?
I look all happy, you're all pissed off. I mean, but she looks angry.
There we go. You're watching the show on the show. I'm pulling an Inception move here. But yeah, there's no commercials on this here. So, I mean, yeah. Look how happy you look.
No, my shirt's all scruffy looking. Is that day I had the scruffy shirt on?
Yeah, that's your scruffy shirt.
Oh, that's terrible.
See, I told
you. Why do you bring up the scruffy shirt?
I didn't know that was the shirt that was on there. But anyway.
That looks awful.
My bad.
Remember, built t-shirts, extra large. Send them to the office. I'll get them for you. Send me different colors. I'll wear
them. You want large or extra large?
Extra large.
Extra large, okay. But yeah, so anyways, back to my story on here.
I'm not built well enough to wear the large ones anymore. 20 years ago, I could have probably gotten away with the large ones.
It says, number three on here says, keep exercising and sweating. This is a huge one.
Sweating's easy in Florida.
Sweat is very easy in Florida. But exercising too, constantly keeping your body circulating. Something. Yeah, it's keep your body circulating. Now here, it talks about 6 nutrients for beauty. Vitamin E.
Blood circulation.
Powerful antioxidant. Mm-hmm. Combats free radicals. We talk about vitamin E all the time.
I take it every day.
Vitamin C.
Every day.
Talk about this all the time. And it talks about here, like kiwi, citrus fruits like tangerines and stuff are great for vitamin C naturally, along the side like the vitamin
C powder. Be careful with grapefruit, though, because that can interfere with some prescription drugs.
Correct. I didn't say grapefruit. They said grapefruit.
I like pink grapefruit, but you got to be careful with
I like tangerines.
Oh, I like tangerines.
We used to have that tangerine trees across the street in the old
all organic,
grove. They didn't even spray them back then. That was back in the 90s.
The groves were all dying. They left them alone.
We'd go out there every day riding our bicycles. I mean, we just chow down. Probably was so healthy back then. I mean, we 5-10 tangerines a day.
Oh,
so we lived off them out there. We'd come in for lunch, living off tangerines. We're all skinny and lean back then. And next one says high quality fat and dietary fiber. Fiber is super important to keep the bowels moving. High quality fat.
Butter. Organic butter, guys.
Organic butter. Avocado oil is really good as well. Whole eggs. Mm. Whole eggs are important.
I have eggs. I fed your kids eggs this morning.
They eat eggs every day.
They eat a lot.
They eat a lot.
I have to buy 24 things. I have to buy dozens of eggs and I feed your children.
Yes, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Protein. One on here says protein is a foundation of collagen, essential for maintaining skin fitness. We just talked about that. Foods like whole eggs, raw milk, great sources of protein. The collagen supports collagen synthesis, enhanced skin elasticity. And this is another one here. It says phytochemicals, which are natural occurring compounds in colorful fruits and vegetables. It talks about black and dark purple. And
blackberries are great for the
blackberries, blueberries, and recommending a rainbow diet. I don't think they're using that in a gay reference. That's actually
multicolored diet,
eating a variety of fruits and vegetables.
By the way, it has all these different minerals, make them different colors.
Correct. So having a wide spectrum of skin-supporting benefits. So I just want to talk about that again. This article came up, kind of tied in with the collagen, but definitely some stuff you can add in. You know, it's crazy. We don't charge anything for the show. Somebody said that to me the other day. They're like, you guys don't have any, like, VIP accounts. You guys put so much free information out there. And I'm sitting there looking at all the stuff we produce, and yet we only have, like, 3% of the customers support the show. And yet we spend, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 hours a week.
The show costs this is not exaggeration. Cost show runs about $100,000 a year to have.
Well, no, I mean, what I was thinking about doing is if you guys want to support the show a little more, I was thinking about having like a VIP section of the podcast where we put even more content out. Actually have like personalized stuff that we can do on it for the people that actually
I keep getting asked dating stories. They say, tell them more dating stories. And I say, Austin doesn't want me to do dating stories.
Don't send him emails asking that, please. I don't want to know about it.
It's so funny.
I have to live with him. I got to deal with this all the time. No more dating. You know what you could do, though, and I might do this. This would be a cool idea. I just came up with this. So if we set up a VI, it's going to take a lot more time, more hours with you and me.
A dating story show would be bigger than this show.
No. Okay. You can have your own little personal VIP dating show.
Well, no, you have to be on it with me.
I'm not going to be on it with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have one based on cars. And firearms.
Oh, and somebody else sent me an email said they love it when you talk about cars.
I know. I've actually had probably a dozen emails on that.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought about doing
I had them say, don't talk about cars.
Yeah. And then I'm like, don't email me. But no, I thought about it. We could do some more niche topics, keep this show kind of where it's at with a lot of health news and keep it true to source.
Then I can say,
boy, on yesterday's show, I talked about this date I went on. You guys are going to hear this one.
But I thought about that because, I mean, it's going to be a lot more time. But if we had it, it would show who's really interested in getting more content from us on that.
Then if we did a dating show, we could do it on YouTube and they wouldn't censor it. Oh, how sad is that?
Be on YouTube talking about dating.
Yeah, it'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yep, why not? Let's do it.
I've got a name of a book.
You got a name of a book?
Yeah.
What's the name of the book?
The Dog and the Christmas Tree, A Dating Guide to Survival in a Fallen World for a Conservative.
The Dog and a Christmas tree. I'm not even going to get. Okay, anyways, it's Labor Day.
That's the lady who had that dog. They spent $50,000.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I'm not going to go into it. You got to hear that story. That'd be the name of the book.
No, it's just set up a VIP account on there.
I can do that.
Subscription thing. You can talk about dating.
I can sell commercials on
that. I'll go into all the car world that I'm in. I'll post some videos from SEMA Auto Show. Everybody love that.
Yeah.
All the SEMA Auto Show stuff.
Yeah, you throw that on the dating broadcast with it. It'd be a different one, different topic. It'd be good. Do it together. Yeah.
Well, switching gears, let me know if you guys want that. Well, we'll spend more time doing it. I don't mind. We're just going to have to figure out how to.
I mean, we've got the studio.
We've got to cover the cost on it because it's all the streaming stuff and everything.
I think we sell commercials on the dating broadcast. I think YouTube pays us for that one. I do. We can't talk about free air, though.
No, can't talk about vaccines. So the topic would be open. This show would be open topics still. Vaccines, drugs, the whole nine yards. We keep it true to form as far as Ted and Austin Brower Show.
Oh, yeah.
But let's know if you guys want that. This is another topic that came out. This is a research study. It says common drugs like ibuprofen and cetamphetamine are now being linked to antibiotic resistance.
Oh, I believe that.
That's interesting. Oh, yeah. Remember, we're having a serious issue.
I don't know the mechanism behind that, but I don't doubt that at all.
It goes into detail here.
I mean, ibuprofen and acetaminophen are horrible drugs. Yeah. Massively increase the heart disease.
Published August 25th. This just came out in Journal of Nature. Research from the University of South Australia investigated whether commonly used non-antibiotic medications like ibuprofen, acetaminophen, metformin, tramadol could lead to antibiotic resistance in people.
Furosemide, that's another fluorine compound.
Is it? Okay. The researchers studied what happened when bacteria are exposed to those non-antibiotic drugs.
That's Sudafed. Sudafed. That's Sudafedrin. Sudafedrin hydrochloride, Sudafed, nasal decongestant.
Oh, yeah. I missed that. I didn't see that on the last one. Yeah. That's interesting. It says, especially when bacteria is exposed to these non-antibiotic drugs in combination with ciprofloxacin, an antibiotic used to treat a range of bacteria.
That's another fluoride compound.
Of those nine drugs, findings show that ibuprofen and acetaminophen significantly increased mutation frequency and conferred high-level ciprofloxacin resistance. They know the resistance to antibiotics were more acute in individuals who combined ibuprofen and acetaminophen. So they're taking Advil and Tylenol together in conjunction with
Man, what a mess.
Yeah, you're on antibiotics.
Well, and plus, a lot of those fluoride antibiotics, also, they cause tendon rupture.
Yes.
I won't take a fluoride antibiotic.
I'm not going on the record trying to recommend this, but I will tell you one thing. If you have to have a NACID and one of these painkillers, my personal one, I'll tell you, I'd say any rare basis I take is aspirin. I would rather take aspirin than I would acetaminophen.
Aspirin, if you take aspirin on a regular basis, it's a very, very, very powerful blood thinner.
Yes.
And it will, in some cases, cause wet macular degeneration. It'll cause the retina to detach from the back of the
eye. That's what I said on rare occasions.
So you can be really careful. If I take aspirin, I can feel my eyes. They get a little bit fuzzy on me.
But I would tell you to take aspirin all day long.
But we're not making any medical recommendations here.
If you got Tylenol or aspirin, I won't touch Tylenol. I'm not recommending aspirin. What I'm saying is, though, notice they didn't have aspirin on this list.
You know what makes me mad? And this is just a little pet peeve I've got. You know, you go in for surgery and they've got to give you an opiate.
Yeah.
But they stack it with Tylenol.
Yeah.
What the heck's that all about? You know, I remember I had that back issue way back when, and I said to my sister, just give me just a really mild opiate for about 2 days. And we're going to give you this one. I said, it's got Tylenol.
Well, they like to stack oxycodone with Tylenol.
Why do they do that?
The reason why they did this back in the 2000s, they started doing this a lot more, is they were always available.
Liver.
Well, that's what it's designed to do, is you can only take, you can't basically try to get really, really high on the opioids. That's just because people were using Percocet and stuff that was just straight oxycodone. Then OxyContin came out. So if you take too much acetaminophen with those opiates, it'll make you unbelievably sick because of liver toxicity. So a lot of times they stack them together. And because acetaminophen is a painkiller, stacking it with an opiate, they say it has a better effect on pain management without having to use higher doses of opioids. So it's kind of twofold why they did it, both of which are toxic. I mean, they're not good for you. I mean, the opioids are unbelievably addictive, while the acetaminophen blows your liver out.
Antibiotics have long been used for treating infectious diseases. Okay, you scrolled up on me while I was reading.
Right here.
But their widespread overuse and misuse have driven a global rise in antibiotic-resistant bacteria. That's an absolute fact. That's one of the problems about using hand sanitizers.
Yes.
Don't use that stuff, guys. Go wash your hands. I mean, in church, it was on Sunday. I remember they said, let's just shake everybody's hand. Everybody greet everybody. So everybody's shaking my hand. So what do? I sneak out, go wash my hands.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to sit here, and touch my face and have who knows what kind of germs on. I'm not going to do that. And that's one of the problems that we have in our culture. You know, over in Japan, they don't do that. They bow to each other.
Right.
They don't touch each other's hands.
Well, the issue is, though, a lot of times everybody always wants to squirt. This happened a lot during COVID. Everybody wants to squirt hand sanitizer. The problem is your hands are not designed to have alcohol rubbed on them 15, 20 times a day.
It dries them out real bad.
It dries everything out. It kills all natural bacteria on it.
And then all the bad bacteria growing. Shaking everybody's hand with bad bacteria.
Just wash your hands. And a lot of times you don't even have, if it's not something very, you're really trying to clean off, you don't even have to use soap if you don't need to. Wash your hands under warm water for 20, 30 seconds. It's very adequate.
Running water.
Unless you're trying to basically clean something off or making sure your hands are really, really
and
clean.
And you don't have to use soap if you're just trying to rinse
that's
your hands off.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you're really trying to make sure you're killing something that's on there, or you got grease on it.
Well, you have to do it with grease.
You got it, yeah. So I got that one stuff, the out in the shop.
Oh, by the way, the police in D.C. have gone berserk now trying to get the National Guard back out. They're stopping everybody for everything, including expired tags, window tint, and everything. Now they've had 6 crashes and people running up to 100 miles an hour, hitting other people, and basically, you know, well, they're chasing everybody for pretty much nothing now. You got a cracked lens in your taillight. We're just chasing you down at 100 miles an hour. Well, no, this is going on right now.
What's happened is the National Guard made such a precedent where they had zero tolerance, where they're arresting everybody for everything. Everybody's scared now to stop because they're like, oh my God, do I have anything on me? Is there anything going on? Is there something in here?
I remember years ago I had a friend of mine. His name was Dwayne Pickle. Now, yeah. I don't know if Dwayne's still alive or not. He's a police officer in Tallahassee. Nice guy. And I remember he said he was patrolling one day there on Tennessee Street.
Yeah.
And some Lamborghini comes through town.
Lamborghini.
This is back way back when. Must have been a Countach, I would guess.
Probably.
And he said the Lamborghini comes through town, and he's going about 55, 60.
That's an unbelievably fast car for the 70s.
Oh, and so what
probably he 450 horsepower in the 70s.
And so he said, so he gets behind and flips his lights on because he's speeding. He says Lamborghini drops it down to the gear, smokes the tires, takes off. You know what Wayne did?
Flip the lights off.
He flipped the lights off, turned to the right, just left.
Yes.
And I looked at him. I said, why'd you do that? He goes, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be in a high-speed chase. Somebody's going to get killed.
No.
It's awful.
No, that all aluminum, V12, 450 horsepower, didn't weigh anything,
no.
Had an insane amount of power.
Couldn't keep him out of the shop.
Super aerodynamic. Yeah, if it wasn't broke, it was great. It was super aerodynamic for what it was back then.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a heck of a car. But, yeah, I would just
still a pretty car.
It's still a cool car. Yeah. It's still a cool car. It's a nightmare to drive.
Well, you can't. They said you can't even keep it running anymore.
I have a video from Festival of Speed. The guy's backing one up at one of the show, and he's got the door open. He's sitting on the ledge, fanning the clutch, backing up while he's hanging halfway out the car.
Did he burn the clutch up?
No, he didn't burn the clutch up. But he knew exactly what he was doing.
You can't
can't see anything out of it. There's,
no.
Because there's no cameras on him back then. Yeah. You just can't see anything. Can't use the mirrors.
It's better just to push it backwards.
Yeah.
So you stand outside, push it.
Those are more collector cars now. They're worth some money. But they're not. Those cars were a handful to drive.
Yeah, they were pretty dope in the 70s.
Oh, it changes the game. Vertical doors.
But Dwayne was right. I mean, why in the world endanger everybody around
it
you
is, yeah.
A high-speed race down Tennessee Avenue in Tallahassee with all these cars and all these red lights because somebody's going 10 miles an hour with
speed.
Here's
the thing. If he's in a Countach like that, he's going to be gone faster than Dwayne can even push the gas.
That's what Dwayne said.
And then, the thing is, once he's about a quarter mile away, half a mile away, and doesn't see lights anymore, he's just going to come out, throttle, and turn and go somewhere. You get a high-speed chase with him. Now you guys are running down the street 150
now,
miles an
now
hour.
Now you're running red lights.
Now you're running red lights. Now you got people. Now you got pedestrians. Nobody sees you at 150. And he's not going to stop. He already launched. He's committed.
Well, Dwayne was a smart guy, so I'm sure that's why he did that.
But I think it's
10 car chases, 6 crashes. Park police have new rules in Trump's D.C. So there you go. We're going to lock it down.
But now Chicago mayor is trying to sign an order to block all troop deployment in Chicago. I guess the mayor really enjoys the massive shootings they have every month, every week, every weekend. I'm being sarcastic. Don't see emails on that. You know, Chicago, they call it Chirac for a reason. And they do. It's ridiculous. Every time there's a shooting, all the gangs are. I talked to one of my buddies that used to do law enforcement. He's like, all the gangs up there, they all have full-auto Glocks now. They brought all those parts from China. They ordered all the switches from China. It's like everybody's got full auto Glocks.
Can I get a permit and have a full auto Glock?
You cannot. It was not manufactured before 1986. You cannot legally possess or purchase one unless you have an SOT2 manufacturing license from ATF. So, no. Only the gangs are allowed machine pistols because, you know.
I would love to have one of those, like a 50. They got the one with
they have a 100-round Glock drum.
Yeah. How do they keep from melting the barrel?
What's Glock?
Oh, it's Glock.
Cold hammer forged.
Oh,
you ain't gonna melt that barrel unless I mean you may have 400 or 500 rounds through. You're gonna start cooking that barrel, but I mean
cold hammer forged.
Cold hammer, it's Glock, man.
It fires underwater.
Fires underwater.
I tried it.
I
watched that movie with U.S. Marshals with Tommy Lee Jones. You know,
yeah.
And he goes, "Why do you need to get rid of that nickel plated sissy pistol and get yourself a Glock?"
It's a funny story, true story. I was out hog hunting with my 4-wheelers years back at a Rancho, and I had a Glock 30, and I had the 13-round mag and it's a 45 ACP, great handgun. My first Glock I ever. Own, beat the crap out of that gun. Probably put 10,000 rounds through it. Never had an issue. And we're going through a swamp with our 4-wheelers. We got snorkels on them. So we're like chest deep in waders, just going through swamp. I don't do that much anymore.
Leeches, ugh.
Yeah, we had waders on. So we get out. We're swamped
out. It's fun
out.
When the leeches go down the side.
Yeah,
of the
that's always. That's we always try to keep it from doing that. So we have, I always had a belt rig on, you know, in case you get any close range hogs or anything like that. We get out of the water. We stop. We're pulling the dry boxes out, about to make something. But he goes, dude, that Glock's been in the water like half the day. He goes, that thing's not going to shoot. And I was like, what's that over there? That log over there. I was like, watch this. Pulled it out, drew down, 2 rounds, bam, bam, right into the log, blew it in half. I was like, Glocks don't miss and Glocks don't jam, buddy. So that's the reason why I carry it.
Kimbers are more accurate.
Oh, Kimbers are accurate.
But they jam.
Oh, gosh.
I got a piece of lint in the pocket.
It jams.
It does. You get one shot with a Kimber.
Yeah,
you carry your pocket.
I love Kimbers. They're beautiful guns. They're really, really accurate, but they are finicky little things.
Yeah, oh, by the way, Epstein Island is going to have a grand opening.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, they're planning to turn Pedophile Island to a luxury tourist resort.
No, they're not. Scott, no,
I'm telling you this. I'm posting this out of Telegraph. But they've postponed it. Apparently, there's been so much blowback.
I
guess they don't want them reusing the temple complex. Unbelievable. It's some sick stuff, man. And, yeah, but you know, you got to think about it now. Who really owns Epstein Island? And now they're going to basically turn it into a, you know, resort complex. Oh, this is where all these pedophiles had this.
Yeah.
This is where they, what do they have? Is it going to be a tour? We have a tour of Epstein Island, and we can talk about everybody they messed with over there. What a mess that! That thing needs to be blown up or bulldozed. Let it return back to nature. Ugh, what a mess!
Yeah, no, you're right. It's popping up on here.
Yeah, Epstein Island. Grand
financier buys Epstein's private island with plans to turn it into a resort. I mean, who wants to go there? They had a negative energy there.
Man. Oh my, can you?
Yeah, but they did all those kids.
No, it's all no. But you got to remember, these entrepreneurs are where they always want to do stuff, so they always want to do everything they can. So yeah, I mean, it's just kind of sad, really.
No,
you know.
No. Oh, other news. This is interesting. COVID vaccine manufacturers are now going to run new trials to make sure the COVID vaccine is safe, scheduled to go into 2026 and 2027.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They're going to use it against some other toxic
That's
vaccine.
Exactly right.
And then, it doesn't have any side effects. Look, we're doing it with the MMR shot. This is great.
Here's my million-dollar question, though. The trials are scheduled to conclude in 26 and 27 to run new trials on younger people to make sure it's safe. Well, we're in 2025. Shouldn't they have done all this 5 years ago?
Oh, yeah. We had Operation Warp Speed.
3 months.
Emergency executive order.
3 months to roll the shot out. Now, 7 years later, we're going to have tests on to see if it's actually safe.
Unbelievable.
It's kind of comical.
Oh, by the way, the military support to law enforcement, which shouldn't even be real, shouldn't even be constitutional, is supposed to be temporary. But however, the Department of Defense is now making it its core mission, supporting local law enforcement with high-grade military weapons.
Obama started that.
Yeah,
so we start bringing all the MRAPs back. We were doing DHS grants. We were giving local law enforcement MRAPs.
Sealing the border, helping ICE and counter drug ops, top the list according to Pentagon documents. Defending the homeland and not deterring China tops the list of priorities that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth sent to senior Pentagon leaders and combatant commanders earlier this month ahead of the expected release of the second Trump administration's first national defense strategy. Focus reflects President's determination to restore our neglected position in the Western Hemisphere. Hegseth wrote on August the 7th memo laying out his defense planning guidance. Defense One obtained a copy of the memo. Wow. Before mentioning China, long seen as a pacing challenge with which the U.S. is jockeying for influence is not only the Indo-Pacific, but Africa and Latin America. The guidance first list of priority is to seal our borders. I agree with that, by the way, but you don't need the military to do that. Well, you need the National Guard because it's so big. And you need really good border fencing. Repel invasion. Well, they need to do that. But when you invite them over, they can't do that, which is so stupid with what Biden did. Counter narcotics. Remember, Biden tore down a bunch of the fencing.
Yeah.
Counter narcotics and trafficking. Support the Department of Homeland Security to deport illegal aliens.
$130 billion, if you remember this, the BBB bill injected $130 billion in total aggregate after line items for immigration provisions, and a lot of that was for federal engagement with local law enforcement now, as far as all of them, $130 billion total. That's a lot of cash, bro.
I've got real mixed feelings about all that.
That's a lot of cash that's going into, and remember, this is going into domestic law enforcement, federalized.
What was that one movie that Bruce Willis did? Remember that? It was Under Siege?
The Siege.
The Siege.
That's what it was called.
And the guy wanted him to bring the military. He goes, no, you don't. You don't want me to put troops on the ground.
He's bringing the Corps in, or he's bringing the Army in? He's bringing infantry in.
But he said, you do not want me to do this. They're trained to blow things up and break things. It's not what they do.
No. Because they're not domestic law enforcement.
No.
You can't do this with them. So, again, something to be aware of and be looking out. That's why it's really good to know your local law enforcement. Know who's around you. Know who your sheriff is. Have an idea of the certain, you know, the movements of everything that happens.
Grady Judd. I know a lot of folks think he's really controversial, but I really like the guy. When Antifa was coming into the riot here, he goes, I'm telling you, if somebody breaches your house, comes into your house, you take your shotgun and you blow them back out the door. You will not be charged. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? Polk County went crickets.
They did crickets.
No,
crickets.
They showed up in Auburndale. They got right back on their buses.
They did. They were there for like 2 hours.
And they said, yeah, we're done here now.
Well, and all of us showed up too. About a dozen of us showed up there around the whole entire perimeter of Auburndale, just hanging out, just chilling, you know. just hanging out.
Wearing large coats.
Yeah. Concealed carry. Anyways, my friends, you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us.
We're out of time.
Team Health Masters. Make sure you grab the collagen if you want to try it out. Last day of product of the week will be probably Wednesday morning.
You think this is why I have no wrinkles anymore?
I don't know if that's the exact reason why you have no wrinkles, but I know for a fact
it's
directly contributed to as far as
that and the vitamin C.
Yeah, especially the vitamins. We take both of them together. That's got
one of our listeners wrote me a letter. This lady, she's a real nice lady. She goes, "You had me at wrinkles." Order the collagen. Yeah. It's a great product. You saw me use it. I use it every day. I take 4 scoops a day. We split it with Van. So it's a really,
and
really
be
good
sure
product.
If you guys want to buy anything, the regular price products, Labor 5, LABOR, the number 5, super simple.
How long is that good
easy.
For?
That'll be good till tonight, midnight.
Okay, you got about 12 hours. Hey, I love you guys. Got to pray for you in church yesterday. Always remember, Jesus Christ is the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. I love you guys so much. Thanks again for your support. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a safe Labor Day. Have a good time. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as well.